30 years ago, there were no fish in Cooper River Park. Now the river is cleaner than it has been in decades. Camden High School student reporter Lakeisha Thompson says things are better now due to positive change around the river.
Years ago, Camden County's Cooper River was filthy, and all of the fish and animals in the park began to disappear. Why? Because until the mid-80s, all of the towns along the Cooper River don't treat it and partly treat it sewage into the river. That changed in 1986 when the Camden County Municipal Utilities Authority opened. Andrew Crooken is the assistant director of the regional sewage plant.
Before the Camden County MUA was created, every town had its own little treatment plant, and they discharged into the nearest creek nearby. So, for example, you know, there's 37 towns in Camden County. Some towns have had even more than one plant. So there was approximately 52 plants, as I recall, and there were 52 of these little discharges, but right into the smallest streams. A small stream has less capacity to handle a waste load than a large river.
The result on the local waterways? The coliform count was very high, and you would get sick if you went into the water or ate the fish. Mr. Crooken says 40% of the river's flow used to be made up of sewage.
What regionalization did was eliminate every single one of those mini plants and gather up all the flow into one plant, one large plant, and then site it on the Delaware River, which is the largest stream in the vicinity. So what happens is, by eliminating those discharges, it gives the river a chance to clean itself up.
If you go to the park today, you see much has changed for the better. Park activities include fishing, boating, and picnicking. There is now a suitable playground, barbecues, and much more. The Cooper River provides the people in Pensauken and the Camden area with a beautiful place to come and enjoy themselves. It is great to see that the fish and wildlife are back into the park where they belong. Now all we have to do to keep them here is to provide them with environmental protection. To help the fish swim upstream to spawn, fish ladders have been installed in the river. Dave Orleans, the park naturalist for Camden County Parks, describes some of the fish found in the Cooper River.
You find a lot of carp, probably catfish. People have caught sunfish of various kinds there.
More aquatic life has returned to the river, like frogs and toads. The animals make the park along the river more fun, healthy, and interesting. The park has to stay well-maintained in order for the animals to survive. But is it safe to eat fish from the Cooper River? Mr. Erlingen says there are still reasons for concern.
For many years, there was a lot of sewage not being treated well and getting into the stream, and a lot of it settling at the bottom. So as a result, the health department has periodically put advisories to let people know that, you know, you can't eat some fish or you can't eat above a certain quantity in a given amount of time because of the known levels of, you know, some certain kinds of metals.
Since the water sewage treatment system was built, the amount of pollution in the river went down. But Mr. Erlene says there are still problems. The biggest is non-point pollution because it's hard to control and because it's pollution caused by people.
There's pesticide residues and a variety of things that probably are contributed by cars, by houses, by lawn care sometimes.
Because of all these reasons, Mr. Orleans advises against eating fish caught in the Cooper River, especially near the bottom of the waterway where the sediments collect.
If you're fishing for sport, that's one thing. But if you're fishing for subsistence to eat the fish, then there's a real concern. There aren't a lot, but I guess there are some that may find it a cheap way to make their catfish dinner. And they're not always that safe.
But by comparison, the Cooper River is much healthier than it was a few decades ago. With help, the fish have returned to the river. The park surrounding the Cooper River is also cleaner, making a safer environment for both people and wildlife. I'm Lakeisha Thompson.